Welcome, everybody. This is your weekly podcast preview for Sydney Racing. And, of course, on the weekend, it's Wallaby Cup Day out at Randwick. We record this on a Thursday when it's going to be fine and sunny. And as I welcome in Paul Joyce, that sunny weather, Paul's meant to stay around right through until Saturday.
Yes, Andrew, it is good news for people looking to get out to the races in the middle of winter. The weather's warming up a bit too. We've got a couple of decent days leading into Saturday. It'll be a bit cold out there on Saturday, but look, I think this track will probably be in the soft range, and it'll be a genuine winter soft. It's not going to be warm enough to dry right out. So we'll just have a soft winter track, Randwick, rail out 9 metres. And as has been the pattern the last few weeks in winter, very tricky quaddies, plenty of open races, so a good value at the end of it. I think last week's dividend was 40-odd thousand, Andrew, but I was nowhere near it.
No, there were only a few that were. That's why I paid the $40,000. But let's see if we can jag maybe $20,000 this Saturday. It starts with race 6, the TAB Rewards over the 1,400. Bally's Success has come out already. How do you see this one?
Yeah, it's a good race to start the quaddie. Plenty of chances again. The speed will come from Aria, who's drawn out wide. She'll work across. And I think Hypnotist, not far off, and Moondancer, who's struck a bit of form at the provincials. I've gone 5, 2, 9, 12 and 3. So we've got five runners going for us. The five on top, Popular. She's a command filly for James Cummings. She struck a bit of form too. It was a very impressive win at the midweek's last start on a heavy 8. She beat Aria and Deft. Deft came out of his next start and won impressively at the midweeks. And even a horse that ran 5th there, Latitude, came out and won its next start at Newcastle. So there's a bit of form around her. She also bumped into a horse called Unforgotten last campaign. She ran 4th at Rose Hill there. So I like her form. I think she can settle in the first 4 or 5, and she ticks the box for these wet winter tracks. So the 5 on top. To beat the 2 Island Missile, now he was my black booker first up at Randwick over the 1,200 behind You Make Me Smile. He got back to last. He zoomed home. He ran good splits. Easy Eddie's come out of the race and won. The only problem is he's got this really tricky draw. He'll probably have to go back. And under that scenario, I only put him in for second. The third, I've got the 9, Aria. The winkers go on. She comes through the same form line as Popular, and she'll be right up on speed for the on-fire Jay Ford. So we want her in the quaddie. The other two horses, number 12, Seahampton, an interesting filly for Chris Waller. She's got loads of ability, but I don't think she's really flattered on these winter tracks. But her effort at Canterbury last start was very good on a soft 6. And the 3, Hypnotist, I've thrown him in. His trials have been okay. Bit of money around for him, Snowden trained, and they have held him back a couple of weeks for this first up run. So I'm just going to throw him in as a bit of a query runner. 5, 2, 9, 12 and 3.
Yeah, as you mentioned, sometimes at this time of the year, the early markets can be a good sign if people jump on early. At this stage in race number 6, as we record this, we've got, what price at Hypnotist? $11 there for the Peter and Paul Smoden runner in race 6. 5, 2, 9, 12 and 3 for Paul in race 6. Race 7, what's happening here in the Wallaby Cup? Curra's definitely coming up for Trent Busserton. Again, they've drawn wide, but the horse definitely runs here.
Yeah, and he's an interesting runner because he can go forward or back. So I've marked him as a query. There's not a lot of speed in the race otherwise. It's only really Veladero leads. But the 3 emergencies, obviously with the rail out, we've got emergencies that numbers 11, 12 and 13. Now, 11 and 12, Fireman Sam I Am and Dark Eyes are both on-pace runners. So until we get final scratchings, we won't really know the shape of this race. For the quaddie, it's 6-1-2-4-3. So again, 5 runners, just shine on top. Claire Cunningham, Corey Brown to do the steering here. This horse caught my eye first up over the 1550 and then went to Hawkesbury and won a trial in very good fashion over 1,250 metres. This is a stayer who really burst onto the scene last prep, winning 3 on the trot. And I think from barrier 1, he'll get all the favours here. So the 6 on top, just shine. And Tab were betting about $10 last night when I was finishing up the form. Number 1, Caravali. Look at her form at Randwick. 4 starts, 3 wins, 1 placing. Last start winner here on a heavy, so she goes in. 2, Karzoff. First up from a spell, but always runs well fresh. Blake Shin aboard, it goes in. The 4, Veladero, looks the only leader if the emergencies don't get a start. So he's got to go in. And then we have Dagny with James McDonald up for Chris Waller. 2 for 2 at the 1,800. She goes in. So it's 6-1-2-4-3, a stack of chances, open race, but I'll be on Just Shine at around that $10 mark.
Yeah, $10 right now as we record the podcast on Thursday. Third leg of the quaddies, thetab.com.au. Again, we've got 11 plus 4. And, of course, the rail ad, as you mentioned earlier on in the podcast, that's why we do have these limited fields with plenty of emergencies, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. And, look, looking at the way that scratchings have been going recently, you know, those emergencies will probably end up getting in on most occasions. Let's have a look at this race here. A little bit of speed, nothing ridiculous. We've got the return of Burning Energy, who's been ridden on pace at the trials. Of course, Brooke Magic backing up. She's a speedy filly. Irithea, the other one that goes forward, and Best Guess, Barrier 1. Only got the two runners here. We had to trim a leg back, and this is the one. So we've got Redouble number 4 and Best Guess number 2. Redouble's on the quick backup from last Saturday over 1,100, where he really caught the eye late there. So the 1,300 this week looks ideal. At Randwick, he handles all conditions. And Bjorn Baker did say last week that he may have even scratched from that Rose Hill run to save it for this race. But he went around there, he ran 30, got some decent prize money, and now he is going to back up, I would expect, here on Saturday. So number 4, Redouble, ready to win, third up off a spell. But I think this number 2, Best Guess, could be the big improver here. Barrier 1, James McDonald, had excuses first up when couldn't get out and pulled up a bit scratchy. He's 2 from 2 on soft, this horse, and he's 2 from 2 second up. So don't leave him out, whatever you do. I've got him in the quaddy. Numbers 4 and 2 only in the third leg.
Righto, and the last here, this is the Australian Turf Club Sprint over the 1,000. Again, 13 plus 4 emergencies. Few trainers just waiting to see what the track does, particularly Cameron Crockett with Nick Tock. If that horse runs, is there much pace around Nick Tock?
Yeah, there's absolute heap of speed here. Nick Tock's one of the speedy horses that you've identified, but we've also got the likes of Stammer Doubt, Noble Joey, a real speedster's drawn out. You've also got over the page All Charisma, Puppet Master, another real speedster drawn inside. So pace everywhere here in the last. I've sort of gone for horses that'll just settle back off that speed in the quaddy. They are numbers 1, 8, 3 and 12. One on top, She Knows. All the punters listening to this will know her. She's just been a winter find, hasn't she? She's flying. She's had 5 starts at Randwick, never missed the top 2. And she loves the 1,000 metres. And I thought her last start win was terrific on a heavy 9 here, beating Noble Joey. In fact, I couldn't see anything out of that race turning the tables on her. So she goes in as our top pick. The 8, Tip Top. Look out for him late. His first up run last prep was over 1,000 at Randwick. And he screamed home to run second. He then went on and won a couple of races, and he was certainly beaten along the way. So he's a good horse, this Tip Top. Look out for him late. The 3, Bandipur, goes in. Now, he was terrible first up. I had something on him, and he just never raised a yelp. But we've got to give him another chance because his trials into the race were so good. And I'll just put that down to a one-off flop, as horses can do first up on winter tracks. But he goes into our quaddy. And I thought number 12 is the other one, Rebel Miss. Now, she's a backmarker. Speed will be on. And I just think he's lightweight. She's just one of those horses you want to have in the quaddy. So you're sort of not looking for her trying to knock you off. So we've got 1, 8, 3 and 12, Andrew, in the last. I think She Knows a win, but I have a feeling Tip Top's going to run a big race.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get to full commitment there. So 1, 8, those numbers, Paul, I'll just check them again.
1, 8, 3 and 12.
1, 8, 3 and 12 there. I wrote the 1 and the 8 and missed the others. 1, 8, 3 and 12. So you're playing it wide apart from the third leg.
Yeah, exactly. So we're $20 for 10%, so we're on our usual budget. Obviously, the first two legs, we just hope for a bit of value, and then if we can hit that winner in the third, which is the race I think we can narrow down, we should have a bit of fun watching the last one. But as I said, it's the middle of winter, it's open races, you can get some rough results. So let's just hope luck falls our way this week, and we hit a bit of a dividend at the end of it.
We'll wait and see. And, of course, if there's any scratchings, Paul will be on Sky Sports Radio just after 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Have a good weekend. Thanks a lot, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our regular podcast preview for Randwick on Saturday.